Oh God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Utque ant laxis resonare fibris, mira gestorum, famuli tuorum solve polluti, labire atum sancte Ioannes. Nuncius celo veniens supremo, te patri magnum fore nasciturum, nomen et vitae seriem gerente ordine promit. Ille promisi dubius superni perdidit prompte, modulos loquele, sed reformasti genitus peremte organa vocis. Ventris obtruso positus cubili, senseras regem talamo manentem hic parens nati meritis uterque abdita pandit. Laudibus cives celebrant superni, te Deus simplex pariterque trine supplices sacnos veniam precamur parce redemptis. Amen.
There was a man sent by God, whose name was John. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge come what may, who takes no interest on a loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. There was a man sent by God, whose name was John. He came to bear witness to the truth. Happy the man who fears the Lord, who takes delight in all his commands. His sons will be powerful on earth. The children of the upright are blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house. His justice stands firm forever. He is a light in the darkness for the upright. He is generous, merciful, and just. The good man takes pity and lends. He conducts his affairs with honor. The just man will never waver. He will be remembered forever. He has no fear of evil news. With a firm heart he trusts in the Lord. With a steadfast heart he will not fear. He will see the downfall of his foes. Open-handed he gives to the poor. His justice stands firm forever. His head will be raised in glory. The wicked man sees and is angry, grinds his teeth and fades away. The desire of the wicked leads to doom. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He came to bear witness to the truth. John was like a brilliantly shining light. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. John was like a brilliantly shining light. According to his promise, God has brought forth from David's descendants Jesus, a savior for Israel. John heralded the coming of Jesus by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. As John's career was coming to an end, he would say, "What you suppose me to be, I am not. Rather, look for the one who comes after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. He who is to come after me existed before me. Make straight his paths. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths." This prophet born to us is greater than any prophet. The Savior said of him, "There is no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist." Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo Salvatori meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et scienem ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius in progenies et progenies, dimensibus eius. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes, suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. This prophet born to us is greater than any prophet, the Savior said of him. There is no man born of woman greater than John the Baptist. Let us pray joyfully to God our Father, who called John the Baptist to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of Christ. O Lord, guide our feet into the way of peace. You called John the Baptist from his mother's womb to prepare the way of your Son. Help us to follow in that path which the Baptist opened before the Lord Jesus. May your church, in imitation of the Baptist, fearlessly point out the Lamb of God, so that people in every age may acknowledge that the Lord comes to them. John the Baptist did not exalt himself, but acknowledged his role as forerunner of Christ. Teach us to acknowledge that you are the giver of all our good gifts, and that we must use them in your service. You called John the Baptist to give testimony to you by his life and even by his death. Help us to imitate his unceasing witness to your truth. Remember those who have died. Give them a place of light, happiness, and peace.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who raised up St. John the Baptist to make ready a nation fit for Christ the Lord, give your people, we pray, the grace of spiritual joys, and direct the heart of all the faithful into the way of salvation and peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.